Preston and Alexis in the morning. On my Talk 107.1 and streaming on every household device. From Siri to Echoes. I'm Jason Matheson with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and one word, Kenny. It is Thursday, September 10th, 7:05. Raise your glass, take a sip of your beverage, and let's begin the show. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
That is the sound of refreshment right there. I got some bubbly water. I'm now a fan of the bubbly. Have you guys had that? The sparkling water?
Yes.
Thing?
Yeah.
I enjoy that. I am drinking the, what the hell flavor is this? I don't think it much matters, but just for strawberry bubbly. I'm not usually a strawberry flavored kind of girl, but this is real good.
We're talking like a LaCroix or a Perrier?
Yeah, it's like a LaCroix. And I don't like the LaCroix. I'm one of the few. I do not enjoy LaCroix at all.
It depends on the flavor.
I think it tastes like turtle urine. I do not like it. No, but this, okay. The bubbly, I like. So, yeah, cheers. A little shout out to the bubbly there.
Mm. Bubbly, that's right. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Anyway.
I was looking at that and I'm like, there needs to be another B in there.
Let me look at it. Yeah.
Is it B-U-B-L-Y?
Boobly.
Yep.
Boobly. Yeah, I think boobly.
Boobly.
And then they'll do the whole thing on Buble. You know, Michael Buble is in their commercials.
Speaking of that, let me just throw this line into the water to bait you, and then we'll do this tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a fishing analogy if you didn't follow along.
Oh. Thank you for explaining that.
Lex, I was explaining it to myself.
Serious mansplaining right there.
I was confirming it with myself that I was right. I got halfway through the analogy and I wasn't confident I could land the plane. I wasn't sure.
Right.
Is this
Nailed
right?
It.
Why did I do this? Can't, you know, anyway. But speaking of Buble, tomorrow I have an Ab Fab item. Right before we went to bed last night, actually, Lex, when you texted me, we were watching, by a recommendation, the David Foster documentary on Netflix.
Right.
OMG. Don't want to oversell this, but it is fascinating. It is.
I have to get past I watched 20 minutes of it and I just couldn't take anymore. So I probably just need to get over that hump. I find him just so arrogant and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Doesn't he kind of admit that he is a
butthole? He does. He admits he's a butthole.
And maybe that's the joy of it later. Yeah, just to go, okay, well, Lex, these are some self-realization.
I beg you to try to go, please, because it is divided. It is about him. You get past the first 20.
Okay.
Because what it is once he gets to Hollywood and once he starts to work with artists, then the documentary then is set up into little pods. And what I mean by that is they have a little segment about him working with Chicago, which was very fascinating. That did not go well. But anyway, you know, kind of how he really pissed off all the members of Chicago except for Peter Cetera. And then he talks about basically discovering Celine Dion. Then the most fascinating, which I will have some sound bites for everyone tomorrow, he talks about The Bodyguard. And he talks about Whitney Houston and his fight with Clive Davis. You guys have no idea how I Will Always Love You, the real origin of that song, and how David and Clive fought over one very iconic portion of that song, and David had to admit that he was dead wrong and Clive Davis was right. And it's fascinating. That song could have been very different if David Foster had gotten his way. Anyway, and then he talks about basically giving Josh Groban his first start and how that happened, which is, I had no idea how Josh Groban came onto the scene. So anyway,
he just seemed to pop out. And
Did that
voice from that man? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and he did kind of pop out. And it's because of David Foster. And so anyway, that's tomorrow. You will love this. Get through the 20 minutes, Lex.
Okay,
once he gets to Hollywood, it's less about him and more about his collaborations. And then Michael, what made me think of this whole thing was Michael Bublé. He basically helped Michael Bublé get to Warner Brothers and explode onto the scene. So, yeah. Anyway, that's tomorrow. Okay. So if y'all want to watch, you know, all of you listening, some homework, go ahead and watch it. We can talk about it tomorrow.
And wait, I know.
Netflix.
It's Netflix.
Netflix. Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Walking Dead is over, everybody. It's not back.
Not really, though, Jace.
Okay. Yes.
It's going to get another spinoff.
Yeah. There's just another spinoff with Daryl and Carol.
Yeah, which I think of all of the spinoffs, this has the most promise.
Isn't it just...
There's been all these characters, they just go, they're gone, they're, you know, will they come back? Will Maggie come back? Will, what's the main guy? Him? Will he come
Andrew,
back?
Andrew Lincoln.
Will Andrew Lincoln come back?
What's his name? They're screaming at the radio right now. What's his name?
Oh, Lincoln.
Don.
What? Oh, Andrew Lincoln?
Yeah.
What's his character? In,
Rick Grimes?
Rick. Oh, okay. Wow. Taking a long road. but yes, you know, will they come back? What's happening? Like, we see all these, they need new communities to find. So I don't know where they're going to plop Daryl and Carol down, but you know, I'll be there. I will be there.
Are you sad that the actual Mothership show is ending? That next season will be the last?
Over with. God.
Dawn.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of watching this show.
Yeah.
But you feel like you have to. You're like, well, I've watched for 28 seasons, so I better keep going.
We're committed. You know, we are loyal and true. We are like the golden retriever. And so when the golden retriever goes away and we get a new puppy, we're ready. I mean, I don't know about you, Don. I'm going to watch it.
Is that a fishing analogy, Lex, or was that a puppy analogy? I was just checking.
That's an elephant analogy, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So I'll be watching, but I'm kind of glad that this is done because you're so right, Don. It feels exhausting. Some days it's up and down, and what the heck are they doing? And...
Yeah, they could have done this in like 6 seasons, but it's been drug out to, 11 now.
Okay, I have a question for you two about this and about this spinoff. So stay right there, everybody. The Walking Dead's ending, but not really. Kind of not really. Whatever. 7:12, we'll be back after this. Call me maybe. Or not at all. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Follow me, please. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. It is 7:17. Okay, we're talking about the end... with an asterisk of The Walking Dead. After 47 years, the show is over. Next year, it will have a supersized, puffy last season, and then the zombies will go away. Or will they? They announced that there's going to be a spinoff with Daryl and his other brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl and Carol. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a spinoff. So it's going to be kind of like Joni Loves Chachi. So my question is, the show really isn't over. Because isn't this just going to be The Walking Dead, but with just two people?
Which is kind of the way it is right now. They're the main characters. They keep trying to introduce new people, new communities that were just kind of like,
And we don't care.
It's like
just more people to kill off, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't... that was going to be my second question.
So this doesn't really feel like a farewell. No.
Because you're not really connected to any of the new people.
No, not really. And I'm not connected to Carol or Daryl anymore. I'm like, I don't care about, go on and do your own thing. I won't be
Daryl's
watching.
Daryl's my guy, you know, so I'm like, yeah. If he wasn't there, I'd be done. But I think that really helps. And then, you know, to try to keep all of the actors interested in not leaving like Maggie and like Rick did.
Yeah.
They have given them spinoff shows on AMC. So Daryl's riding his motorcycle across the country.
Yeah.
I think that that's also kind of kept him there, too.
I barely liked Carol in season one.
I couldn't stand her.
I wanted her eaten more than all the children.
Oh, you have no idea how many times she will just tick you off. It's just like you just end up not caring about her at all because especially she screws things season. Up for everybody. She's always going off on her own way and like jeopardizing the group. And you're like, just stop, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. What about Negan? Now that I bring Negan up,
oh yeah,
I wish
love him.
He was in there too.
Yeah,
maybe he wants he to. He got a spinoff show too with his wife. They do like a let's talk about things on a Friday night.
Oh, what's that? I can't think of anything worse. What is it? A cooking show with Negan?
Well, he's himself. He's a
he's himself. Okay.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He was so good in The Good Wife.
Oh, he was so good in The Good Wife.
And he's great as Negan. Why can't Negan go?
Maybe he wants
Negan's
to do.
Negan's been neutered and then not neutered, and then you know he's had a lot of things going on too.
Well, maybe he just wants to do other projects as an actor. I mean, I can't believe Daryl is sticking around. They must really be kissing his butt with some serious cash. You know what I mean? Because it's just fulfilling as an actor. I mean, don't you want to move on and do something else? Or is it just like a soap opera actor where they're like, this is a paycheck and I'm just going to be thankful for what I can get? Maybe. He could be doing movies. At this point, I mean, come on. This guy is a huge star now. Move on, man.
Kenny, have you ever watched The Walking Dead?
I'm up in the kitchen fixing some peanut butter and cheese toast.
Okay, let me know when you're done, Kenny. Let me know when you're done.
I'm out.
Kenny, can you give me some crunchy with just on one side of the toast, please?
I can do that.
Thank you.
I hate zombies. I really do.
Oh, you do?
I don't understand you guys watching zombies. I would like to shotgun all of them.
You know, Kenny, I was with you, and then Jace, I should really be blaming you.
You
for
should,
getting
actually.
Me into this show because
you're right.
Oh, you got to watch Walking Dead, Lex. You got to watch it. And then I'm hooked, and that I can't stop. You know how I am.
Yeah.
And then you've jumped off the ship. How long?
This is this is like heroin. You two, Dawn and Alex. You hate it, but you just keep injecting it.
And
Dawn in particular, what is wrong with you?
I read zombie books. There's a zombie game that MC is playing right now that I can't get enough of. Watching him play called Days Gone.
Word. I do not get the whole zombie thing. Isn't life complicated enough?
Yeah, I liked it for, and I don't remember what season we dropped off, but as soon as they got rid of my my buddy in a violent, violent, violent way.
Glenn.
That I was done. It was too much for me. And I'm not usually like that, but I was done. And I never looked back. And Colin was done, I think, a half a season before me. It just got too bad. And you're right, Lex. You can blame me.
Hashtag blame Jason.
It was my fault. It really, really was my fault. And
more than just grunt now. Maybe he'll say more.
Maybe he'll
have a love interest finally and actually do something.
Ew, will it be Carol, though?
Not Carol. Ugh. No. Ew.
Well, I mean, they're always insinuating that they're supposed to be this weird couple.
She is so, and this is so crass, but I don't have the bandwidth to care anymore. She is so asexual to me. Yeah. I can't imagine the character of Carol having any type of zombie nook. You know what I mean? I can't.
Definitely not with Daryl. No.
No. Nobody. I just can't see it. She's just so.
She had a love interest with what's his name? Who was the head of the kingdom?
Ezekiel.
And to see them rolling around together was like, all right, this is so unrealistic. There's no way.
All we saw was hair. He has a long dress.
Ew.
She had the scraggly white long.
Remember
that weird hair?
Gross. Yeah, it's coming up on 7:24. This overnight, we found out, this is no big surprise, but there. First of all, I should just acknowledge there is a lot of Housewives news, so I'll try to tick through some of it real quick, just in case you missed it. The first news is Denise Richards confirmed she has quit the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She is donezo after this season. She was only on 2 years.
Is that surprising?
Controversy this year.
This is last season.
With the alleged threesome with Brandi Glanville. Yeah. And then the subsequent cover up or lying, or somebody's lying about it. Yeah, this is no surprise. ironically, last night was part two of the reunion, and it was as contentious as ever. This is the thing.
It's not fun to watch later. You know, at some point there's a little tension, and they can fight a little bit, but doesn't it just become so over the top that you're just over it as a viewer? Or maybe not.
I have enjoyed this one. You know, This season has been red hot. The ratings are through the roof. Denise has added a little energy to this, but the thing with it is I think Denise, for as savvy as she is in show business, she wasn't properly advised of how to handle a show like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She, instead of just owning stuff, she, when confronted with stuff, she would walk out of situations. She would literally just get up and leave. And on shows like this, you can't do that. Because even if you're telling the truth, when that is consistently your behavior and your reaction, it makes you look like you're covering something up. So it makes you look like the liar, not the people telling stories about you. And that is what has happened with this. Because here's the, you know, this is fun. What's funny is nobody cares. This is what's hysterical. If she made out with Brandi Glanville, that story would have been over in a day. You know what I mean?
Oh, if she just owned it?
Yeah, it is the alleged cover-up. It is, you know, it's the running from it that has made it a much bigger deal. If she had just owned whatever happened, we would not have been talking about this. So I think it's a good move for her. She, obviously, this is not her dealio. This type of program. And Eileen Davidson realized the same thing, not for the same reasons, but Eileen Davidson from YNR, she realized that, you know, she doesn't mind acting in a soap opera, but living in a soap opera like Housewives is mm-hmm. much different. And it just isn't for her. I don't think this was a good fit for Denise Richards, because Denise doesn't like people getting into her business. And that's what these shows are all about.
Exactly.
So, yeah. More Housewives news a little bit later, but 7:26 when we come back. Not the fake ones. I have real fun facts when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor.
From like the 70s or 80s.
I'm starved. Got any pizza in the freezer?
We make fresh pizza.
That's complicated.
Not anymore. We use pizza in a skillet from Chef Boyardee. Yeah.
You really make it fresh. In a skillet?
Sure. Everything comes in the box. And you make it on top of the stove in just 15 minutes.
Just spread the dough, then add the sauce and shredded cheese. Making it fresh makes it delicious.
Mmm, delicious. And so fast.
Pizza in a skillet from Chef Boyardee. Cook delicious homemade pizza in just 15 minutes.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
So disgusting. Yeah. Pizza in a Skillet, everybody, is the official sponsor of Real Fun Facts. You never had pizza in a skillet?
Not like, no.
But don't do it.
Oh, no. Yeah. We don't advise it. It's disgusting. Yeah. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything ladybugs. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thank you for being here. These are real fun facts. These are not fake fun facts that we did several years ago. Lex did not enjoy them. These are real, real fun facts. So get ready to learn some things.
To have to decide, is this real or not?
Yeah.
And they're already facts. And then.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Are you ready to learn some stuff, Lex?
Oh, yeah.
You betcha.
Okay. Dawn, you ready to be educated?
Yes, I'm
Kenny?
So ready.
Kenny?
None of these are true.
They are all true, Kenny. Smartass. Here we go. Fun fact. People say that cracking your bones will cause arthritis when you get older, but actually all you're doing is popping air pockets, and this does not cause arthritis.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Subluxations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
thank you, Dr. Pete.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I just want my whole body cracked right now. Oh.
I know. Is everybody stretching right now? Oh. Like,
I know. Let me just stretch. Everybody stretch.
You gotta remember to do this, guys. So good for you.
I need to get a massage. I don't even know if they're doing that in the pandemic.
I don't know.
I'll let somebody touch me. It's fine.
Ooh, have Colin give you one. Ooh.
Yeah, get some music, he has candles. For years. Yeah, he has for years. But he's done enough lately, so I feel bad.
Do you have to give
asking.
Him one then too? Is that the
yes? Idea? Yeah. Oh, but I don't do it enough.
That's
I don't
the
do
worst
it enough.
Part about getting a massage from your partner.
I know. I owe him like thousands. So, okay, here we go. Fun fact: astronauts become 2 or 3 inches taller when in space.
Ooh.
Oh gosh, that feels good too.
Isn't that really? Nice? Just I mean, not that anybody on this broadcast will ever be a NASA, but still, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, just thought of it's nice.
Don't mean to be realistic, but I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh yeah.
Chances of.
Don't mean to be realistic. I'm just saying,
yeah. That's like saying Lori and Julie are going to be astronauts. Okay. Dawn's very quiet. Dawn, did you want to be an astronaut?
Deeply.
I'm sorry.
I'm very offended by his comments. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Dawn.
The track would have been to go into the Air Force and become a pilot there, but I had LASIK, so couldn't do that. My eyes weren't good enough.
Oh, this took a turn, girl. Fun fact, the Atlantic Ocean has a greater salt content than the Pacific Ocean.
Ah.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. It's the tides are...
Yeah.
Cool. That's a fun fact. I like that one.
Fun fact, the average healthy human passes gas 16 times a day.
Whoa.
Huh. Oh,
amateurs.
Yeah. You're not average, Kenny.
There's nothing average about you, Kenny. Yeah. Fun fact. Sometimes earthquakes naturally cause lights to appear.
I just read about this in my Myths and Mysteries of Michigan book.
Yep.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And different colors and shapes, too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that means.
Don't know. That we're screwed? I don't know. Fun fact. Freddie Mercury designed the Queen logo himself.
Oh, that's cool.
I know that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Sport. Good for you, sport.
Oh, God. Fun fact, the Empire State Building costs nearly a third less than budgeted.
That's not good, is it?
That's not typical.
I don't know if I like that.
No.
The original cost...
Over budget by, 200%.
The original cost was supposed to be $60 million, but it was only under $41
million. Wow.
That almost seems anti-American to me.
Yeah, I know. Fun fact... Cats don't naturally meow.
What do they naturally do?
Fart? I don't know. No, I don't know.
Oh, that's where the fun fact ends.
Yeah, no, that's where the fun fact... Lex, I mean, what more do you want from me, lady?
I'm sorry, I just...
That's it's where like the sidewalk growls, ends, and that's where the fun fact ends, Lex. Okay. I don't. Yeah, that's it. No, meowing is an addition to a cat's vocabulary made almost entirely to communicate with humans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
There we go. Huh. Lex. Is that where the fun fact ends?
I thought there was more. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. Wasn't that enough?
Don't they make sounds with each other when they mate?
I think it's more of a growling.
I love you so much.
Coming someday, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I think they do make sounds when they mate. Most animals do.
Yeah, I wanted this I wanted to bring out something in Lex because I thought she'd have some information on
Call me daddy.
It's more growling.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
He goes home, yeah.
Yeah, then he rolls over and goes to bed.
Don't worry, I'm wearing protection. Yeah.
Those humans cut it off.
Here's the traffic giddy for you today. Feeling real Randy. I think Rocco needs to work that into your open for traffic.
The Randy traffic.
Yeah.
He's rubbing on things, everyone. He's rubbing on things.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
My Talk 107.1 supports controlling the pet population. So we would like you to know Kenny the traffic kitty has been both spayed and neutered. Thank you.
Ow. Apparently that neutering didn't take.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't, guys. It reconnects. That's why they snip twice now.
What is he, an iguana?
Well, it happens. My youngest brother's here because of that.
Reconnects.
Right in the middle of fun fact.
Yep.
Can I just get through my David Hasselhoff fun fact?
Sorry.
Without Alexis talking about reattached penises. Okay. Fun fact. David Hasselhoff has a crab named after him.
Oh, okay.
Is it in Germany?
No, a deep sea Hoff crab is named because it has a dense covering of hard bristles on its shell, which looks like David Hasselhoff's hairy chest.
Ew.
Oh, I thought you were talking about crabs that you pick up at the massage
parlor. the Hoff crabs.
What you got? The Hoffs again. There's a cream for that.
It's not a name for an STD. It's a crab, like you get at Red Lobster.
Okay,
this has to end. 7:41 is the time. Let's take a break. We'll be back after these words. Rolling in the deep, a little flashback, bump back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything nachos Bel Grande. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn and Kenny. Oh, thump.
Oh, that was me. Sorry about that.
What is... I heard the promo with Bradley and Colleen. I've been a little out of the loop on some things. There seems to be turmoil with the Taco Bell menu. And I'm usually up on these things, but I heard their promo. I think the Nachos Bel Grande is going away or something. I don't know.
The Mexican pizza, Jace, is going away.
No!
And shredded chicken. Oh, yeah.
And tostadas. A bunch of things eliminated from the menu.
Mexican pizza is going away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those animals.
Mm-hmm. Was it not selling?
No way, because I get it, Jason gets it, and that's enough.
Thank you, Dawn.
That's enough.
I think Colleen and Holly had a strong reaction to it as well.
As they should! I'm sorry.
They have all the different things. They have all the same ingredients. They just assemble it differently. You know, it's like, we're going to put it in a hard shell. We're going to put it in a soft shell.
What the hell are they
doing?
Put it on
some chips.
Okay, so here it is.
They're streamlining.
Whatever.
Streamline.
Kiss my butt.
That's what they keep
saying.
Taco
Bell.
Yeah.
Okay. Taco Bell, here's the story from CNN Business. Blah, blah, blah. This is the second time in less than 3 months that they're doing a big old overhaul. So we have until November 5th, everybody. So they're getting rid of the Mexican pizza, as Dawn and Alexis just said, the Pico. They're getting rid of all shredded chicken. So that's confirmed that you guys said. And then last month, they already got rid of the seven-layer burrito, the Nacho Supreme, and the Beefy Fritos burrito. I don't care about any of those.
And then the quesarito isn't going to be on the menu. You have to order it through the app if you want it.
Quesarito? What's the Rito?
Oh,
queso.
If we had Steve Patterson right now, he could tell you. It looks like there's ground beef. It's really cool looking. It has ground beef, some nacho cheese in there, rice, and it's a burrito. And then there's a layer of cheese, kind of like a double decker taco that's melted. And then that thing is grilled. It looks delicious.
I have to call my husband. This is tragic news. He loves Taco Bell. If he didn't marry me, I think he would marry a Taco Bell franchise.
It's my favorite fast food.
It is Dawn, right? Yes, he does.
Yeah, we actually it's the best.
I have to deliver this news to him real quick before we continue. This is so horrible. Oh, he hung up on me. Oh, wow. Maybe he's already
learned the news. He's very sad.
He's so upset. He just...
Hello.
Okay, don't cuss. You're live on the air. Did you hear the news about Taco Bell?
They're getting rid of all of my favorites?
Basically. I mean, not all of them. Now, again, don't cuss because I wanted to. They're getting rid of the Mexican pizza.
I know.
Mm.
What the hell?
Do we need to have a Mexican pizza party?
It is 2020. I mean, I'm kind of expecting it, so.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And then they're also getting rid of shredded chicken. We don't really care about that, do we?
No, not really.
Okay. The seven-layer burrito? I don't think you get that.
Nope.
and the Nacho Supreme.
Don't care.
Okay. Because what's your order? Give your order.
Beloved Mexican pizza that I will miss.
I know. Dawn, you, the three of us are on the same wavelength. So your order is safe. Tell everyone your order, which is actually a quality order.
I switch it up sometimes, but I get a beef burrito, cheese gordita crunch, now that that is back permanently on the menu. And then I, depending on where I am, because it's a regional item, I love the chili cheese burrito, but that's only a Minnesota thing.
Right.
Northern thing. So when I'm other places, I have to swap that out with a burrito supreme.
Which you just got me on when we were traveling back. Colin suggested the burrito supreme, and that's a quality item, Kyle. That was a good suggestion.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm sorry to wake you up with this horrible news, but I just thought you should be the first to know.
Oh, believe me, I get my TB Lounge news direct from the source, so I've been well aware.
Okay. Well, Godspeed.
He's like, already knew that.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Hi, Colin.
He's well-versed in Taco Bell news. I love it.
It's funny with the Supreme is it's just adding sour cream. That's what Supreme means.
I know, Lex, but it's still Supreme.
Which does make it Supreme. It does.
Burrito, really? Because I'm kind of sad about the seven-layer burrito going away because that has guac in it.
Yes!
Oh.
Kenny, you said you had a question.
Where do you guys eat these things? Do you eat them in the? And I'm serious. Car. Do you eat them in the car?
Right on the can.
Just keep the traffic flowing.
I wasn't going that direction. Dawn,
I don't know what's wrong with me.
What a left turn!
Oh God!
Playing the role of Alexis
will be Dawn McClain. Yes. Well, Dawn's cutting out the middleman, right, Dawn? You're just cutting out the middleman.
I have an issue.
Do you just take it home, Kenny, or do you just eat it right in your car?
I don't think I've ever ordered from Taco Bell.
Oh.
And
what?
The reason is I don't have anything against it. Not at all. It's so messy. Even when I'm sitting at a table and I bite into a hard shell taco, it goes everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, it's in my beard, it's on my belly, it's on the table. And I can't imagine eating it in the car while I'm trying to drive down the freeway at 80 miles an hour.
And you need to use the suck menu, which is with the burritos, it might be too juicy in there. And you have to put you have to suck the beans out. You got to start sucking so that it doesn't squeeze out everywhere on your hands.
Yep.
The suck menu. Wow. What's new on the suck menu?
The suck menu was originated at the saloon in 1992.
The suck method is what I mean.
Welcome
not the
to
menu.
Taco Bell. Can I interest you anything off the suck menu today, Mr. Matheson?
Whoa. It's the suck method. I meant method, not menu.
Can I get a 12-pack?
Welcome to Taco Bell. What can I get for you today, Dawn?
Oh my gosh.
Can I interest you in anything from our super value suck menu?
Oh God. Dawn.
Oh God.
I knew what you meant. Once again, Dawn, you and I are right the same thing, Lex. And when we were traveling, when you're driving and you're the driver and you have to eat Taco Bell, you only get burritos. I repeat, you only get burritos because you can't drive and eat a taco.
You can't balance a Mexican pizza on your hand because they don't cut them anymore. And that makes me mad. I'm like, why can't I get a cut Mexican pizza? I just got this whole disc. I have to teeter with one hand.
It's like you're holding a frisbee.
Oh, my stomach is hurting.
It's true. While you're still Steven, messy.
This whole disc.
It's so good, but the last time I got one, I go, that's it. I'm never getting one of these again.
This damn cumbersome disc.
And then you bite into it, and it crunches half of it all over your lap.
You'd have to wear a raincoat.
That's true. That's why you don't get a quesadilla.
See, that's why I'm on the road, when I go to McDonald's, I never get the Big Mac because then there's special sauce all over in my beard.
Some lettuce.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The cumbersome. Maybe that's why they're getting rid of it. It's just a cumbersome disc.
In a
apparently the employees don't want to cut them anymore, and they're like, "We're not dealing with this."
Well, you know, too much time.
You know what? You know what's a good alternative, everyone. And I don't know, Lex, Dawn, if you've had it, is the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yes, love that.
Oh, because there's a burrito around it.
Yeah, there's a tortilla that they grill around. It's like a little pocket of food.
It's
a different type of disc that you can just eat to get. It's more of an octagon. It's like a stop sign, but it's eatable. It's eatable while you're driving. I did it on the way back from Louisiana. But they have to fold it properly. If they don't grill it, if they don't grill the ends, it becomes a cumbersome octagon.
There's some origami involved in that. Probably takes more time than actually cutting a Mexican pizza.
I know.
And don't you feel like fast food is just killing it right now? There's just lines every time I drive by one.
Yep, there are. So, there we go. We're going to take a break. I'm just getting the image of... Now for lunch, we have to get a Mexican pizza. Yeah. We really, really do. Stay right there, everybody. We'll be back after these words.
Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.